You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Calling themselves Riverlutionaries, a busload of Martin County residents attended congressional hearings in Washington, D.C. on the Water Resources Development Act. Specifically, the damage done to estuaries downstream from Lake Okeechobee during water releases from the lake. The hearings were hosted by Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy and Republican Trey Radel. Elected officials and citizens from both the East and West Coast addressed members of Congress. Among them was Martin County Commissioner Doug Smith, who joins us now. And you say things went well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 20, I've been doing this for 13 years now, and by far it is the most incredible turnout of the congressional members from both the Florida delegation, but additional members from various subcommittees in the Transportation Committee that have oversight over the WRDA process. It was really over the top.
I was able to watch most of it online. I tell you what, I was really impressed by the pledge you got from both parties to work together in a bipartisan manner to get some relief to this area.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about our delegation, at the end of the day, regardless of what's going on the news networks and the 24-hour media coverage, our delegation is all about Florida, and they do and pull together in an effort in what's the very best for Florida. And today I think you saw one of the more incredible moments of our delegation coming together and doing just that.
Do you feel that there was anything that was missing because of the government shutdown?
No, and ironically, as some of the members pointed out, and I would agree with them, because their schedules are so hectic when we do come up here. It's very rare that we always get to meet with every member that we have an appointment with, and because they are shut down, you know, there's probably a larger portion of their day that's open. And it really provided an incredible level of access to our members.
Now, do you feel pretty confident that all this listening that occurred today is going to turn into action?
I do. I think, you know, it's now been elevated into a much larger audience at a national level that is really what it's always needed. It's needed that national attention. It's needed the national significance that it's due. And I think we're on our way to getting there.
What do you think got us there? Was it the sheer number of people, children, elected officials, regular citizens there today? Or what got us to this level where that it is actually going to come to action?
You know, I think it's all of what you just said, but I think it's more. I think it's everything kind of happens when timing is right. We've got the East Coast with our discharges. You've got the West Coast with the Coosahatchee. The action we took 3 years ago to pull 16 counties together to engage them into the full dialogue. The Association of Counties stepping up to the plate and also playing a role to get everybody together. It's a team effort.
Commissioner Doug Smith spoke with us just after wrapping up a rally on the steps of the Capitol building. The group then went to have lunch nearby. It was while they were having lunch, they noticed police activity because of a shooting in the area. Although they were on lockdown for a time, they're all safe, and they didn't see the actual shooting situation. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.